cabinet officials contribute tremendously to the success of a president. They're responsible for managing the federal government and for pushing the president's agenda in Congress. Their missteps can embarrass or even hurt a presidency. The latest issue of the National Journal grades each of the Bush administration's cabinet secretaries and several more with cabinet-level status. Jim Barnes is the magazine's chief political correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you grade the cabinet secretaries?
Well, basically, we had a team of reporters go out and ask pretty much the same questions in four specific categories. Number one, inside influence. How good a job did this secretary do winning interagency battles, winning budget increases for his or her department? Two, did the secretary have good or bad relations with Congress? Three, how good a job did the secretary do carrying out the overall political goals and imperatives of the president? And four, how good a job did they do in running their department?
September 11th changed a lot of job descriptions. Did it change some of the evaluations, too?
Most definitely. Take, for instance, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Our reporting found that he didn't have very good relations on Capitol Hill, and also because he's trying to push through some changes at the Pentagon, he didn't have very good relations with the senior military brass. But after 9/11, you have to give him credit. He's been a very commanding and reassuring presence, explaining the goals, president's goals in the war on terrorism. He prodded the generals and the admirals to adopt mobile tactics in Afghanistan, and that probably helped topple the Taliban regime. So you have to give Rumsfeld a little extra weight for the very good job he's done post 9/11.
You gave him his B+ before he made his remarks on draftees.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
John Ashcroft has plenty of critics, but the Attorney General gets an A-.
John Ashcroft does have an awful lot of critics, but he's really reshaped and remolded the Justice Department in a way that his critics are even amazed at how effective he's been. I mean, he's really turned this department into fighting terrorism, preventing another 9/11, and so for that, we have to give him an A- because he's done such a good job.
C+ for the CIA director, George Tenet.
That's right. This is another example of the impact of 9/11. George Tenet has a great deal of confidence with the President of the United States. He's got good relations on Capitol Hill. But at the end of the day, the whole reason for being for the Central Intelligence Agency is to prevent a 9/11. And therefore, that pulled Tenet's grade down a little bit.
Ann Veneman, Agriculture Secretary, D.
When you're the Secretary of Agriculture, probably the most important thing for you to do is keep the farmers happy. And the farmers really don't like Ann Veneman. They don't think that she's done a very good job. They don't think she's very effective. And she has lousy relations on Capitol Hill.
Should probably mention the only A, not an A-, was Colin Powell.
That's right. Here's a guy who, right before 9/11, cover of Time magazine calls him the odd man out. Now, he may be the indispensable man in this administration. It's not always pretty, but a lot of times at the end of the day, the president comes around to Colin Powell's thinking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jim Barnes is chief political correspondent for the National Journal. The complete report card of the Bush administration cabinet is at npr.org.